This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Every year, at the end of the year, Time magazine selects a person that they deem to be the most influential for the year just passed. But on December 31st, 1999, Time magazine named Johann Gutenberg as the person of the millennium. Not the year, not the decade, not the century, that was Albert Einstein, but of the last 1,000 years. What was it that this Gutenberg fella did that merited this distinction? Well, if you don't know, I'll tell you. Mr. Gutenberg invented the printing press. Now, why is this so significant, and what does it have to do with America's story, as I understand it? Well, the year was 1440. Europe at that time had a 30% literacy rate. In other words, 70% of the people in Europe could not read. And not only could the vast majority of people not read, but even if they could read, books were in very short supply. In 1454, Gutenberg began printing somewhere between 200 and 230 copies of the Latin language Bible. 42 copies, or partial copies, still exist today. Now, you may still be wondering what this has to do with America's story. I can sum it up in one simple word: liberty. You see, before the Bible became available to the everyday person, people received what little knowledge they had of the Bible from their parish priest, who read or recited passages of Scripture from their pulpits. No one had Bibles in their homes. Few could read anyway, and for that matter, the Bible was in Latin. But as the Bible became more available to people in their own language, liberty began to grow in the hearts and minds and consciences of people as they became exposed to the Word of God. 70 years before Gutenberg printed his copies of the Latin Bible, a man named John Wycliffe translated the Bible into the English language. Wycliffe had a vision of getting the Word of God into the hands of everyday people. With the aid of his followers, known as the Lollards, he translated the entire Bible from Latin into English and then published dozens of handwritten English-language copies of the Holy Scriptures. Wycliffe has been dubbed the Morning Star of the Reformation because his ideas about God and man and their relationship with one another foreshadowed the ideas of Martin Luther, who would come onto the scene some 150 years later. Wycliffe believed and taught that the Scriptures were the final authority to which man's conscience must give account. He believed and taught that each individual is accountable for their own relationship with God. In 1521 and 22, Martin Luther sequestered himself in Wartburg Castle under the protection of Prince Frederick of Saxony and translated the Bible from Hebrew and Greek into the German language. Between Wycliffe's translation in 1380 and the King James Bible in 1611, 6 English translations of the Bible, or portions of the Bible, were published. Miles Coverdale produced the first fully translated English version of the Bible that was made available in book form and published it in 1535. William Tyndale translated and published the New Testament in 1536. Tyndale had been inspired by Luther's German language Bible, but his copies were only available in handwritten manuscript form. Perhaps the most influential work of biblical manuscript translation into English is the Geneva Bible of 1560. Most people have never heard of this Bible, but this Bible is the Bible that both the Pilgrims and the Puritans brought with them to the New World. Let me tell you just a little bit about it. When Mary Tudor came to the throne of England in 1553, she returned England to her Catholic roots, and she began her purge of the Protestant movement in her land. Many strong Protestant leaders fled England and relocated to Geneva, Switzerland, home of John Calvin. It was here, in the few years of Mary's bloody reign, that the Geneva Bible was assembled by the most learned of biblical scholars. In my next podcast, we'll explore how the unleashing of the Word of God also unleashed liberty in the hearts and minds of many. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.